if you're going to publish your fiction online and your source of income is currently coming from a different source, be forewarned to make sure that there's no conflict between your professional life and your personal life.
If anyone should know about the conflict between personal life and professional life on the web, it's Cameron Barrett. His privacy case involves fiction he posted on his personal website. Coworkers read it, and Barrett was fired. He has another job now, but this tale is a cautionary one for anybody with a personal website whose coworkers have internet access. We asked Barrett how fiction cost him his job.
I was working for a small marketing firm in northern Michigan, and I was in charge of training their production staff in HTML, in new media web design, and basic internet technology. Things were going along real well. I was happy there, and I seemed to be well received into the company. About 6 weeks into the training, my boss calls me into his office out of the blue and says, "I don't like having to do this, but we're going to have to terminate your position." And of course, my first question is, why? And he says, "Well, I can't tell you, and I can't tell you until I talk to my lawyers." And I'm thinking, wow, this is weird. This is really weird. What's going on? And so he left me hanging for about 3 days. So finally, he sat down with me and said, "It has to do with your personal webpage." And I said, "Well, please explain." And he said, "Well, you have fiction, you have stories that you wrote and published on your webpage. And two of your female coworkers went to your website and had a problem with those stories. They were offended by your stories because of the nature of your stories. They are uncomfortable working with you," and basically gave me an ultimatum: either he goes or we go. Obviously, I left. I was terminated.
Do you think this could have happened if your fiction had been, say, in a magazine or a newspaper and not on your website?
Absolutely not. I mean, my fiction is no different than what you'd find if you went down to your local bookstore and picked up a Stephen King novel. It's no different.
What do you suppose it is about the medium of the web as opposed to the message of your fiction that made this hard for your coworkers to accept? Do you have a theory?
My theory is that my coworkers were afraid of the new technology. They didn't understand it. Therefore, they were afraid of it. No matter how much training or coaching I gave them about the internet, they were still afraid of it. They, heard all the stories about pornography, and they heard all the stories about, violence and people breaking into websites and computer servers and that type of thing, and they didn't want to handle it. So my best guess is that they took the easy way out and got rid of the problem. If I'm the problem, get rid of the problem, and they don't have to worry about it anymore.
I've seen other interviews with you in which you've suggested that, in fact, your legal advice is that they can do this.
That's true. I've spoken with numerous lawyers, some of them specializing in employment law, who have said that my former employer did nothing wrong. My former employer was perfectly in their right to terminate me for that particular reason.
Have you considered whether your experience puts you in a position to offer advice to other people who might be thinking about publishing fiction on their websites?
If you think that your fiction is controversial, if you think that your writing is going to stir the pot, you might be forewarned. You might want to run that by your current employer. I value my financial security much, much more than I value my freedom of speech. And I know that sounds strange, but it's the truth. If you're going to publish your fiction online and your source of income is currently coming from a different source, you might be forewarned to make sure that there's no conflict between your professional life and your personal life. And that includes what you publish on a personal website.
I understand that you have another job in the computer industry. How difficult was it to find that, and how long did it take you? Did this previous incident have any effect on your job hunting?
Somewhat, yes and no. The job I have now, I can't disclose. However, it's a great job. I really enjoy it. And they came to me. They found me on the internet and came to me and said, "We want to interview you. We want to hire you. We're interested." And they were unaware of my situation with my former employer. And when I went to the first interview, I sat down with the human resources person. I said, "Listen, I'm going to be frank with you. This is what I'm coming from." I spelled it all out completely. I said, "This is how I feel about it. Do you have a problem with it?" So she, thought about it for a few minutes, dismissed herself, went and talked to some other people in human resources for about 10 minutes, came back and said, no, we don't have a problem with it.
If you had it to do over again, would you simply not mention your personal URL to anyone at work?
Probably not. It's interesting because I was working for my current employer for about 2 or 3 weeks, and somebody stumbled across my personal site. And so there was one day where I could just hear people, I could hear it go around the office, and say, people were whispering and saying, check it out. And nobody at my current employment has a problem with my personal website. Nobody. In fact, they compliment me on it.
And finally, do you feel that people should be able to put anything they want on their personal website without consequences to their professional career?
Completely, I'm sure, definitely.
You've been listening to Net Insider. I'm your host, Paul Schindler. Thanks for listening.